This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Put that out for you, and right now we'll throw some trash at you.
Who's been arrested?
We won't stop this tournament. This is stupid.
Stupid.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Who's back in rehab?
Get out of here.
And who's hitting who?
We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Hit the crap.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TKC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to tjcmortgage.com. TKC Mortgage, you talk, those guys will always listen.
We told you earlier, drunk girl gets her head stuck in a car tailpipe, truck tailpipe at a music festival. Firefighters had to use a giant saw to remove the pipe from the maroon truck at the Winstock Festival in Minnesota over this past weekend and rescue the girl unharmed. They actually video her of her head inside, and we still can't figure out why she was doing it.
Trying to get high.
Yeah, even if you cut off the tailpipe, you've still got it stuck to her head. Yeah. So how do you actually get it off
the head?
It's
like a dog cone.
Yep. Redneck cute or not, they've got a picture of her holding the pipe after it's cut off and posing for it.
I mean, you know, kind of redneck cute, I guess. The big problem is, I mean, she's probably got so many rings on her tree.
She does have a tiny head.
That's true. Maybe that was the bet. Your head's awful small. I bet you can't fit in my tailpipe.
Is that a euphemism?
She's known as the tailpipe girl now.
Boy, you do not want that nickname.
And there was a hashtag going around, hashtag Winstock2K18 kicked my beep.
Now, we know moving forward, if you ask her three trickiest situations she's ever been in, that tailpipe's going to be there. But the other two...
I was about to say, that's a fight for the top three for the tailpipe to get in it.
Okay, I'm kind of excited about this. I told you guys I don't really like the horror genre, but The Shining is one of my favorite films of all time.
Absolutely. You seem to watch a lot of dark movies.
Well, maybe dark movies, but not horror movies. Rockstar, did you realize that Ian McGregor is going to star as Danny Torrance in the Warner Brothers adaptation of the Stephen King novel Dr. Sleep, the sequel to the horror classic The Shining?
I did not know that. I didn't know they're already making a movie on it.
Yeah, this sounds awesome. Sources say that King has given his blessing to McGregor's casting. Mike Flanagan, who helmed Netflix adaptation of the King Gerald's Game, is directing. Warner Brothers has been developing this film as well as The Shining prequel, Overlook Hotel, for years. Studio struggled to secure a budget for either film, but following the success of It, every studio wants involved now. Looks like Dr. Sleep will begin as Torrance carries the trauma of the Overlook Hotel into adulthood, becomes a reflection of his murderous father with lingering rage and a drinking problem that dulls his pain as well as his shining powers. So this looks fascinating to me, both the prequel and the sequel. So looking forward to that.
Hey, by the way, I did watch the trailer of Dumbo yesterday.
Look good?
Yeah, well, I watched it during WIMP, so it was without sound. I just had the video going, and the video is mesmerizing. I mean, it looks pretty good video-wise. I didn't hear any of the dialogue.
So there's a horror film out right now, Hereditary. Have you seen this? Laurel, are you a horror?
Yeah, I think Laurel sees all of them.
She did. You didn't see it or did?
Thumbs
and you
down.
Thought it was bad? They got 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. It looks totally freakish. I watched
Paddington. Paddington got 100%.
Well, I watched the trailer, and I'm not interested because it looks too freaky. But I read a review, and the guy said that when he walked to his car, his hands were shaking. He barely put keys in car.
Jeez.
Now, Laurel, do you usually like horror films?
Oh. She sees all of them.
So right now we're learning, as Laurel produces our show now, we're learning that her and Rotten Tomatoes, they don't agree.
Apparently not. In a recent Reddit post, user Incredibly Shiny Smart shared the story of a motorcycle crash that put him face-to-face with a macabre hypothetical. Now, when a car hit his bike and sent him careening into a nearby forest, his foot was shattered to the point that he would never walk on it again. When the doctor asked if he wanted to amputate, his one question was, quote, can I keep it? Not keep the foot, but actually amputate it, but I want to keep it.
Like the amputated
limb.
Put it in
the bag and take it with
him. As a souvenir.
Doctor said yes, and on Sunday, July 10th, 3 weeks after the accident, Shiny, who prefers to remain anonymous, invited 10 of his most open-minded friends to a special brunch.
Open-minded.
They ate apple strudel, quiche puff pastries, fruit tarts, and chocolate cake. They drank gin lemonade punches and mimosas. And then the main course came out. Fajita tacos made from his severed human.
Oh, no, Lance. Uh-uh.
New, I thought it was going to be
well,
like...
Well, Brown, you got to have meat.
Negative.
You don't have meat, you don't have meal.
You said no meal.
No meat, no meal, but did they know this when they were invited?
Yes, if you said they're open-minded, I'm like, I wouldn't tell you guys afterwards. Like, did y'all think it was good?
Now, to that let you foot. Guys know, the United States doesn't have a federal law banning cannibalism.
I don't think you need that law.
Idaho is the only state in which the simple act of eating human flesh can land you in prison. Laws against murdering, buying and selling human meat and corpse desecration can make cannibalism difficult, but technically legal in all 49 other states, including right here in Alabama.
I thought he was going to keep it like on the shelf.
Of course of it.
What if, okay, here's a hypothetical. What if somebody you really trusted said, I know you won't believe this, but I've had human meat.
I'm not friends with them anymore.
By the way, I need a roommate.
Yeah, I'm not friends with them anymore.
No, how do you try that? What if they said it is the best meat you've ever put in your mouth?
I don't know how you take that jump to try it. I get on my kids' asses all the time about not trying things. They like, I don't want that.
Well, the Drew Barrymore spoof on Netflix, Santa Clarita Diet, it's a sort of a dark comedy.
A very dark.
Grosses me out.
Yeah.
But I watch it, and it's funny in places, but when she starts chomping on a foot,
woo! When I went to see Alive in 92 or 93, the true story of the Chilean soccer team that goes down in the Alps.
Ooh, yeah.
First day of the World Cup.
And they have to turn to cannibalism. Uh-huh. It's just so disturbing.
Well,
they wait
like a couple months before they finally
Yeah, I mean, it's their last.
That one lady that's stuck in the chair that's just going,
It's their last option, right?
You talk dark films, don't we? And it's based on a true story. Speaking of snacks, it's no secret that cupcakes in the break room provide little nutrition. This story going straight towards Laurel, by the way.
Yep.
A new report reveals that many Americans might be overindulging in snacks.
Real quick, we should point out, Laurel is not overindulging in snacks. She brings snacks to the show every single day.
I'm going to get to that point.
Okay. I wanted to clear that up.
From the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, recently conducted a study presented at the American Society for Nutrition to determine how many unhealthy foods employees consume while on the job. Now, to do so, they used data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food Acquisition and Purchasing Survey, national questionnaire on food purchases and acquisitions during a 7-day period. Now, the team specifically assessed the food and beverages bought at work from vending machines or cafeterias or items that were snagged from free or common areas, which is, I guess ours isn't a common area in the...
It really isn't designed that way, no.
But where Rockstar and Laurel... Or a lot of people end up in there because of the snacks she brings. Today was a dozen donuts.
Yeah, I wonder why.
And a big-ass iced coffee.
Which tasted like it had a little kerosene in it.
Oh, good.
I can't say one other word. Uh-huh. A fluid.
How did Brown start playing Bill Lumberg all of a sudden on the HR issue there? Why'd you jump in so quick? He was going to explain that it wasn't Laurel
I thought it hung out there too long. So okay. I wanted to clear it up. Jim.
After analyzing the results, they found that nearly a quarter of the participants received food from work at least once a week, averaging almost 1,300 calories. More than 70% of those calories came from food that was free. Furthermore, not only were those food high in calories, they also contained added sugars and high amounts of sodium.
Yes. Like, I'm trying not to eat them, but I've had a couple of donut holes this morning. That's what they are, right? Donut holes.
They are. They are so good.
Okay, finally here on Trash on the Table, howtowatch.com did some research to figure out the most popular TV dad in each state.
All right.
Now, to get the answers, they first made a list of famous TV dads, and then they entered each one into Google Trends to find out which character ranked top of each state over the past year.
I have retired from TV, so I was not ill.
Wow. Some states' favorites are interesting. Others aren't too surprising. I know all these dads except one, and maybe I know it, but maybe it's a new dad. You tell me in a minute, Rockstar. Iowa Jason Seaver.
Yep.
From Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
Loved him. Great dad.
Dang!
Wyoming Tim Taylor. I never saw the show, but I know about it.
He was a great dad, though,
right?
He always screws things up, man. He broke the dishwasher.
Yeah, but the kids loved him.
Need more power.
He had great tool ladies
on the
show.
Yes,
could not take
did.
Advice. Did not really have to, how to gauge it going from fence to the other.
Big throwback here. North Dakota likes Mike Brady.
Who's her?
This is one that throws me off. Georgia likes Carl Winslow. Is that the Carl from Walking Dead?
That's Carl from Family Matters, man.
Okay.
Walking Dead.
I was going to say, the little kid with the patch that gets knocked off, did he have a kid?
No.
Okay, Family Matters. There we go. That's one of
my favorite TV dad is that guy from that zombie show.
Well, he holds it together about as good as he can.
Yeah, Rick does, right?
Yeah.
Carl.
Florida, Gomez Adams.
Boy, that's a throwback. Jeez.
How old is Florida?
Seemed like a nice guy. It was a bunch of retirees.
No surprise here. California goes Danny Tanner, guy that we've had in studio before.
Yeah, Danny Tanner.
Arkansas, Jed Clampett, not to stereotype at all.
Oh, they make this stuff up.
Alabama, can you guys even guess who our favorite all-time TV dad is?
Bill Cosby.
Whoa.
Andy Griffith.
Yeah, it's got to be Andy Griffith. He's a great father.
It's not.
Who is it?
George Jefferson.
He's still on ice, too.
Wait a minute.
We're ambitious, man.
Whoa, we want to move up. Did they have kids?
They did.
Are you sure?
I don't think they did.
I don't think George and Wheezy.
They did.
George and Wheezy didn't have a kid.
Yeah, I think they did.
Are you telling the Alabama folks are confused what a dad is?
I know, but I don't think George and Wheezy had a kid.
They had Lamont, right?
My God, Dunaway.
Jeez, Sanford's son.
It was Sanford's son?
I would say Red Fox is getting a good nap right now.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
Right now, but...